the year that you were in Tenya, was there constant fighting?
They take the island what they need of it. Like if this is an island, this table's an island, they need this part, they need that, and they need the other corner. And this part over here is, this part here is all hilly and they can't do anything with it. They don't take that. They just leave it go. And so the Japs are in there, they would come out and go into camps and things like that and cause trouble. But most of the time I think they were really after trying to get food, they were starving up there. That's the only thing I could see. There was no reason, because a lot of times we had a concentration camp. We used to take out prisoners for work parties, and they were very, very happy to be there. And we'd go up a hill. Like I was in a truck when they took us out, and I was a prison guard. So he says, the driver says, get in here. I said, well, don't I have to watch in there in the back of the truck? He says, don't worry. He says, we'll miss a couple of them. They're on the way up this hill. He says, but we'll make out. So when we came picked us up, there were a couple. You could see a couple of them come out in the side mirror, you know. He says, we don't worry about them. And so coming up the hill on the other side, why you see them in the bushes hiding. They run, jump on, and get on. If you started with 20, you wind up with maybe 25 or 30 of them as high as they were. They go back and tell them how nice it was to be under prisoner. You know, starve. You got good food and American cigarettes. You know, so they were happy about it.
Did you have any contacts, or were you able to communicate with any of the prisoners?
Oh, you talk with them. You know, the way they were. You know, just. Pig English, tell you to do this or do that. You can tell them I couldn't speak any Japanese. And they caught on, they were smarter than we were, I think, on catching on. They had them in camp, and they'd bring them in the morning down at headquarters, and maybe 25 or 30 of them, they were supposed to go around cleaning up the camp, and they just walked at will. I mean, there's guns all over the place, and they could have grabbed a gun, you know, but they didn't want to lose their job, you know. So they weren't worried about it. They forgot about dear old Tojo, and so they were happy to be where they are. They'd never been treated so nice.